What do we know about the neurocognitive effects of radiation therapy in general, and what are the variables in terms of the type of treatment or the type of patient?
Basically, the patients who had some paraneoplastic syndrome, sometimes that's related to the cancer itself. Once they are cured, like this patient, their cognitive deficiency disappears. We have had some barrier when we had this prophylactic cranial irradiation many years ago because they were receiving concurrent chemotherapy at the same time. We did not know exactly when we are supposed to give PCI. You know, if patient get like a vincristine and a radiation therapy to the brain, that will affect their neural function. And we don't do that anymore. And also, the patients who have any progressive disease in the chest or any other distant place, they don't get any benefit from PCI because, you know, they will have deterioration anyhow. And doing this very accurate MRI of the brain, and if they don't have any brain metastasis, this PCI will benefit. And usually, without any concurrent chemotherapy and the adequate dose of the radiation treatment, they do not get any damage to the neuron.